from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Coach Dave Wanstead is here in studio right now, along with three of his grandkids. His daughter and Jan are here hanging out. I feel like I'm at the family gathering, Coach. This is pretty good.
It is. It doesn't get any better than this. I'll tell you, unless I had all six grandkids here, that's the only way it would be better.
Are those my pants?
Yeah, these are your pants. I found a Werther's original in the pocket.
This is
for good kids.
These are twins right here. This is Eddie and David Napleton and their brother Francis.
Francis and Eddie and David.
And they are baseball players, football players, basketball players, golfers.
Nico Horner fans.
He Francis told you. He was your best player right there.
Yeah.
It's a hot topic today.
Right, Francis? What do you like about him?
Nico's his favorite guy. We're not going to be able to hear
him. Who's your favorite pitcher? David?
Justin Steele. Oh, yeah.
C-Speak? There you go.
I love that. That's honestly one of the things that kind of get me going.
Hey, could you guys call me Coach?
Coach Speak.
Yeah. You want to ask where I am, maybe?
Where?
listen to this.
You're confusing the kid.
This is what I always say.
Say, where's Spigs?
Where's Spigs?
I'm right here.
I say it here, it comes out there.
All right.
They listen to the show.
That's awesome.
As soon as I go home, they wanted to know where Tanny was at. You know what they kill me with? The mango.
Yeah, then we took a family photo, and instead of cheese, everybody said mango.
Mango?
That was incredible.
But my other son was going to be moving into his own place, but he was recently let go from his job at PetSmart, so he is going to be living with us.
I wasn't fired from my job. I was laid off. Well, you wouldn't know the difference. I didn't want salmon. I said it four times.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Tim. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
I missed Wani's grandkids.
Dude, they were so cool. Wani's grandkids. Wani's daughter was so cool. I talked with her about the story that Wani told us about how she didn't want to move to Chicago, but then he got her sideline seats for the Jordan Bulls through his friends at Gatorade. And she was like, oh, yeah, this isn't so bad. This is okay. When she was in high school. I mean, the whole family was just delightful. And Jan Wanstead was here. It was a lovely family Wanstead gathering. I'm sorry you missed it.
I'm sorry I missed it, too. I mean, any time that I miss Jan Wanstead, I'm sad. But, I mean, grandkids?
They were awesome. They were all awesome.
Of course they're awesome.
I love me trying to say, you guys want to ask where I am? Where are you? No, I meant, do you want to say, oh, where's Spigs? Yeah. It didn't work, me trying to lead those
where's
horses
Spigs?
To water. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough. I mean, they're young kids, so they didn't really understand all the bits and the recurring themes of our years of drinking bourbon with their grandfather on the radio.
And Speaks, I know you haven't been doing this very long with like other people in studio, but they didn't have microphones.
Yeah, right.
So that also made it a little difficult.
Yeah, that seemed to be an issue. I agree.
He wasn't sitting at the mic?
They were, but the mics were off to the side so they could see.
Oh,
you know?
There's three of them.
Yeah, they don't know to grab
the
mic and turn it on.
No,
and
they definitely wouldn't know.
That's, wow. Shane, that's the level of confidence I have in Chris Tannehill. I just know he's that good that even grandkids without a microphone, he can turn them into sound bites.
Wow.
And he did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry I missed that.
Me too. Hi, buddy.
Hi, Matt.
We also missed an opportunity to talk about the Bears being on television. You've been so excited about it.
What?
You see Tyson Bagent getting treated like a made guy as a number two quarterback? He gets one series. Davis Mills had to be out there for a while, but Tyson Bagent just one series. Go sit down. We know who you are. QB2 party aging beautifully.
I mean, Brett Rippon. Controversy?
QB3 party.
QB3 party.
Come on.
I mean,
let's go. I need your help with this. You're the king of QB parties.
Oh, yeah.
I nailed famously. The QB2.
Yeah, how did the QB1 party age?
Not well.
Okay.
But QB2 party, extremely well. How about the QB3 party? I mean, what do you do to celebrate the arrival of a QB3?
So you're positing that it's possible that the Bears have too many quarterbacks. They have so many good quarterbacks that we don't know what to do with all of the good quarterbacks that we now have.
I'm just saying, Brett.
I don't think that's reality.
Brett Rippon's a perfect three. Nobody wants to make him a two. Like you can get him to the practice squad. I think. Don't you think?
I think you could probably get Brett Rippon to the
practice
squad.
That's the kind of QB3 I need.
Yeah,
right there.
Hey, the whole thing went great. It really did. They didn't have to play all four quarters. Give me as little preseason football as possible. But they're talking about all of the ex-Bears.
Sure.
They're interviewing Caleb. They're highlighting the current Bears. We got a Hard Knocks moment that wasn't about nostalgia. We got Caleb sharing his signing bonus and Tyson Bagent going insane. So we got like an actual little nugget. And by the way, come hang out with us tomorrow at the Wall in Gurnee and then stay for the premiere of Hard Knocks at 8. That's the spot that you're going to be with Bears fans where you're going to want to watch the Wall in Gurnee tomorrow. But yeah, man, it was pretty perfect.
And now here we are back on schedule with the rest of the league in terms of a football camp and games to go and the probability of the ones playing a little bit here in the first game as opposed to Hall of Fame.
Yeah, like, he'll play.
I think so.
He'll play against Buffalo. They said between 45 and 55 snaps this preseason. They've got four games left. They won't start him in the last one because you want to treat it like a bye in case there's any small injury. So you got 45 to 55 snaps over the next three preseason games, and so they'll probably say prepare to be the starter. I mean, he prepared to be the starter, by the way, in this game.
Yeah,
he was in, he had his helmet, he was taking snaps, he was warming up before the game, and then when they went in before the anthem and everything, he took it off.
Yeah, and they did the thing before the game that to your point, they did the thing where Flew said that they were getting him ready for what they called the game day function, where he goes
right
through the first 15 scripted plays. He heard about important landmarks on the field for their decision-making before the game. Hey, look, it's a Washington Monument. I mean, is that what
hey,
they're
kids,
talking about?
Big Ben, Parliament.
Landmarks on the field. I don't know how they got him on there, but and then took part in halftime adjustments as well. So they did some of that, which...
Whatever. You'll learn. It's fine. Hey, buddy.
Can't believe this is
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Preferable to baseball.
Oh, preferable.
I can't believe it.
It's a mandate from the audience. This is the numbers are in, buddy. People don't love what's happening with the local baseball teams,
yeah,
okay?
Really
the TV numbers, not great. Radio numbers, plummeting. They are not thrilled with what's happening with the local baseball clubs. Mm. So meaningless football of optimism? Yeah, man. It's here. And
I don't even want to be around anymore.
Okay. Well, I'm here to talk meaningless football.
Good.
With you and the audience. Because, yes, There was nothing that he could do that was bad, obviously. There's nothing that was tangibly accomplished that was good because they didn't play. But there was a sense of, I don't know if you felt this way, but just like seeing the guys on the field. Oh, Keenan Allen's a Bear.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze are Bears.
I saw the
DeAndre Swift is a That's what that looks like.
A lot of good players there. I saw the wide receivers. I saw the wide receivers referred to as the Big Three.
Yeah.
And let me say, the Big Three I thought was Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, okay.
And Winston Churchill and Stalin. Do I have that right? Was that the first Big Three?
I think so. Yeah, sure.
And then at some point it was Larry Bird and Kevin McHale and Robert Parrish was a Big Three. And now we've got the Bears' three wide receivers.
It's a little premature to definitively call them a Big Three.
I think so.
But I think so.
I mean, was it Garnett and Paul Pierce and
Ray Allen? Yeah.
They call them the Big Three?
Yeah.
I think so.
Anytime there's three really good players in a group or on a team, they normally get referred to as the Big Three.
It's awfully presumptuous.
Danny, why are you saying premature? Is it because two of the three haven't played a snap for the Bears yet?
Yeah, it is.
Is that why you said premature?
Yeah.
Okay. And then one of the three hasn't played a snap in the NFL?
That would be why. Yeah.
Am I missing any Big Threes, Shane? I mean, me, Chris, and Kurt from Tributosaurus, we call ourselves the Big Three.
Putin, Zelensky, Netanyahu.
Who's the big three on the Odyssey softball team?
Shane.
Cody Lapka, myself.
Cody Lapka.
I thought Lapka pulls the ball too much.
Well, he's hitting like 175 right now, but we're not going to talk about that. I'm not going to say that.
But with power and some good defense.
When the ball falls, he's still the best center fielder in the league. It's the big three of Cody, myself, and
He's PCA. Okay.
Kevin.
God, if I was...
The hitting's coming around.
Same ego, too.
If I was Dom, I'd be so offended.
Well, Dom's only
that.
Showed up to like two games this year.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So he doesn't deserve it. Yeah. It's like, how many games has Stalin showed up for?
All of them.
Yeah.
In spirit.
It makes sense.
We just love to murder our opponents.
That's your motto, I think.
Oh, God.
That's the motto of the team. But, hey, by the way, I'm one for one in Bears predictions this year. Nothing bad happened.
Yeah, I don't think anything bad happened.
Nothing bad happened.
I do like the idea that they didn't even play the fourth quarter. They were just like,
how good they are.
I think we got everything
they needed
to get done.
They didn't need to play the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Nobody got hurt. Everything said on the broadcast was positive.
Uh-huh.
We got to see cool new guys that are on the team.
Uh-huh.
You got extra practices for reporting to training camp early in anticipation of this game. I was looking it up. The guys who start at quarterback, and it's Kellen Mond and Garrett Gilbert and Zach Wilson and Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
This is not a game that anybody starts, anyone of consequence. So you benefit from the exposure. You benefit from the extra practices.
Yeah.
And then, you know, preseason and bad news season actually begins in earnest this week.
The FDR, Churchill, and Stalin. That makes a lot more sense. Woodrow Wilson was World War I. Mulder, Zito, and Hudson on the Oakland A's in Moneyball. That's a good big three. That's important.
Yeah.
That there's that in there. So, look, it is exciting. It's all good. And I know we're gonna get to this Caleb take. And I'm interested in talking to you about this Caleb take that has been floating around a little bit because there's something we should admit something about him. I don't even know if you'd be willing to admit it.
You can't force me to admit it then. We will do that next. Spiegs, all of a sudden, has pause because of a point made about Caleb Williams. I'm all gas, no brakes. Parkins and Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.